Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Teoc.
That would be a little weird. If Lake Teocata was there, maybe.
That would be a little different. That would not be as weird.
No.
There's no question about that. What day were... Oh, it was... There's the podcast I did Thursday morning that you weren't on.
That I wasn't involved in?
Yeah, that I put... I once again, my recording of that would be a little weird came in handy.
And it was people may never know. Well, they may never know if I'm actually here or not.
They would have known on that one because you didn't say anything the rest. I said that even though he's not here, that would be a little weird. So
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a handy addition to our show going forward. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, if you are a Mississippi State fan and you are a business owner, how would you like to join the Bulldog Initiative without spending any money? It's just this simple, guys. If you're a business owner, you already spend money on printing. Transfer your business to Pip Printing and Signs. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. 10% of whatever business you do, straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. You already spend that money. We're not asking for an extra dime from you, and you already spend month to month on printing. Plus, you get the great service and the great quality that Pip Printing and Signs is going to give you. Call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. It's a new era at Mississippi State, and you need to get with it. You need to change out all those banner M polos for the state script, for the M over S, for the interlocking MSU. That's the look you want going forward, and they can help you get there at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant, the place to go for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, for the best meal in town. If you're going to be enjoying a great dinner this summer, if you want to take the wife, that significant other, the family out for a fantastic meal, Restaurant Tyler is the place to do it. The best steaks in town, great pasta, chicken, my favorite dessert, the stuffed pancake. It's just a fantastic meal waiting to happen for you at Restaurant Tyler. When you want the best meal in town, you go to Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only what locations are near you and where you can sign up, but what financial services are going to be on offer to you. And you're going to find out that it's a lot more than what you think. If you think this is just a small town community bank that does checking and savings accounts, you're going to be pleasantly surprised with how much they can do for you and your money. That's the difference. Priority One works for your money. They don't make you work for your money like those big corporate banks do. It's always a job to get them on the phone and talk about your money. You can do it easily with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. If there's one thing that this podcast is kind of known for, it's that, you know, we have a little negative tint every now. Maybe we slant a little negative every now. And that's, you know, but I got to be honest with you folks. And that's what Robbie and I, we strive for honesty above all else. We're not interested in keeping you feeling good. We're interested in keeping you informed with what we believe at the time is the most accurate information. And if that paints us in a bad light with some of you, so be it. We'll just have to wear that. But we told you the last couple weeks, for the last couple months, that Mississippi State and the way they started out the schedule was going to be a hindrance throughout this process. And we get here to Selection Sunday, or at least to the host selection sites, and it proved to be correct. Mississippi State not among the 16 teams that will be hosting regionals next week for the NCAA tournament. At the end of the day, Robbie, what I said kind of jokingly a few weeks ago is the absolute truth. The committee didn't screw Mississippi State. Mississippi State screwed Mississippi State. And they did it by allowing the committee to screw them, because they lost too many games that they should have won. And in doing so, they're left holding the bag, and they'll be on the road next week.
Yeah, and we talked about it after the Missouri loss. State fans can't be upset at anybody but Mississippi State at this point, because you had your opportunities. And I'm going to play both sides probably in this podcast today, because while I think that Mississippi State definitely could have taken care of its own business, they should not be left out over ECU.
I agree.
I mean, there's no reason that ECU should be in over Mississippi State. Even winning the conference championship, you're not putting the best 16 teams in if you're putting ECU over Mississippi State. They just lost two games to Wichita State by 10 runs. And the game that they won, they had to come back in the ninth inning after being down by 2 runs. So they were going to lose that ball game if not for a late inning comeback. Now, State's lost some bad games too, but outside of being just 3 points higher than Mississippi State in the RPI, what does East Carolina have that it's just a no-brainer reason why they should host over Mississippi State? They have two less quad four losses than Mississippi State. So, I mean, they had three quad four losses, Mississippi State had five. It's not like they just went through unblemished there. Mm-hmm. And then State has 11 more quad one wins. Mm-hmm. So Mississippi State played a significantly tougher schedule. They were 71. Mississippi State was 14. They're playing in the toughest conference in college baseball. And they won 17 games. They won two less conference games than East Carolina in a conference that's not nearly as challenging. So it's that point is disappointing. And it's what I reported on Sunday afternoon. I told our members before this happened, there was some contention within the committee about Mississippi State hosting over East Carolina. And there are several mid-major ADs that are on that committee, one of them being East Carolina's AD.
Correct.
And while I think I believe he has to recuse himself from that conversation, because if I remember correctly, John Cohen did.
You're correct.
He still plays politics. They play politics exactly behind the scenes with that.
Think about last year. Who was the school that everybody was like, wow, I can't believe they're hosting last year? Who was it?
Auburn.
And who was the head of the committee last year?
John Cohen.
So yeah, the
Ole Miss got in 2022
because John Cohen.
People say because of John Cohen, because it's an SEC thing. And then that's the thing is, like, if you don't think that politics are being played in that, then you're being naive. That they absolutely are. And I believe that this is a group of people. These are human beings. I believe that there's a little bit of SEC fatigue. And the way to balance it out is to take people like Mississippi State, who are on the bubble of hosting, and push them out for a team like East Carolina. And now you've got UC Santa Barbara, who, I mean, they did a good job, but would it shock you to see them lose in the regionals?
No, absolutely not.
East Carolina, I mean, won their conference. They haven't been to Omaha. This team has not done anything in postseason since Cliff Godwin's been there. He's done a great job, but this team's done nothing when they've gotten to that point. So I think what it is you have Tennessee, A&M, Arkansas, all going to be in Kentucky, all going to be national seeds. That's half of the national seeds there, plus Georgia. And I think what they're saying is we've got to balance this out a little bit. We got way too much SEC in here. Six SEC teams out of 16 would be a good bit. And they're going to get 10 teams in. I think that played a factor into this. And this whole time, and maybe I was naive a little bit, but State has gotten a lot of help in the committee over the years. And Scott Strickland's in there. And as I understand, he was advocating for Mississippi State heavily. I believe Florida State's AD was advocating for Mississippi State heavily. But at the end of the day, I think the mid-major group won out. And I feel like the East Carolina AD won out. And for Mississippi State, all you can do from this is let it fuel your fire. You've had your chances to lock this up. You didn't take care of business. You left it in the committee's hands, and here you are. And now the only thing that you can do is put your head down, go to work, and try to prove everybody wrong. There's been a lot of pressure on this team to be successful this year after the last two seasons. I think playing at Duty Noble would have added even more pressure to this team. Going on the road might not be the worst thing for Mississippi State this time around. I think that this could be a blessing in disguise for them, depending on what their draw is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. And from what I was told, Mississippi State's people and the people lobbying for State were like, if you're not going to let them host, don't pair them with Tennessee. You know, let them get out of that number one area. If that's the case, we'll find out. We'll see. We'll find out later on Monday when the full bracket is announced. We said last week that, you know, anybody who was saying, you know, I'll just say anybody who said this is a lock at any point was just guessing. All right, they were just guessing and hoping to be right, hoping to be, you know, positive, and it just didn't pan out. But it was never a lock. As I said last week, Tennessee was a lock. Kentucky, North Carolina, those were the locks. They were in. There was always a path for Mississippi State. One thing I've seen a lot of today that's kind of made me upset. Well, not maybe upset. Upset's not the right word. But to put it this way, people are saying, oh, you can't schedule these quad four games. You just can't schedule them. That's not the case at all. Tennessee played four more quad one games than Mississippi State did. Texas A&M played two more. Arkansas played the same amount. The difference is those three schools combined were 53-1 against the quad fours, and Mississippi State had five losses. It's not that you can't schedule those games. It's that you can't lose those games.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned it the last couple of years, and this year drives it home. And so starting next year, when we talk about baseball, every game matters. Every game, if you lose in week one, that game is going to matter at the end of the season. We have to stop talking about, oh, it's early, oh, it is bad. No, it matters. It 100% matters for Mississippi State. The reason they are not in the tournament today is not anything they did in conference play. It's that they lost week one to Air Force. It's that they lost two games to Austin Peay. It's that they lost to South Alabama. It's that they lost to Central Arkansas in the middle of the season. That's why State's not hosting today. It's got nothing to do with literally anything else.
And this is exactly why we bring that stuff up when it happens. And the people that try not to make a big deal of it, and they call us out and they tell us that we're, you know, we're haters and all this stuff. This is why we do it. This is why we talk about it, because of days like today. Because all of you that are doing that are the same ones that are upset that Mississippi State's not hosting. When you come out and you say, get another job, go somewhere else, stop being so negative, stuff like that. Understand now that we're doing that because on days like today, when you are yelling at Kendall Rogers and you're yelling at the committee and you're upset about why Mississippi State isn't hosting, this is the reason why. Had Mississippi State not lost to Austin Peay in two games in midweek, had they not lost to Central Arkansas, had they not lost 12 games by one run, maybe they're at home. Maybe they're a national seed had they won half of the games that they lost by one run. Yeah. So understand that our mindset is not to come in here and be negative. We're not sitting back before the show saying, how can we really piss people off, Brian? We really want to make people mad. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to be real with you. We're trying to let you know that these things have consequences. When Mississippi State loses to Air Force and when they lose two to Austin Peay, and when they lose to Georgia Southern, there is an end game here. They lost seven non-conference games with one of the worst non-conference schedules in the country. And this is what happens when you do that. Mississippi State chose to make this schedule this year. We talked about it before the season. I thought that it would actually be good for them to rack up some wins, but you couldn't lose. You couldn't lose those games, and they did. And that put them behind the eight ball, and they did a good job of kind of making up some ground in SEC play. And I think there's no question that this team is significantly better. And is a team that could be very, very dangerous in postseason. But from a resume perspective, they put themselves in this position by scheduling a bad schedule, and not only doing that, but losing. Georgia scheduled a fairly bad schedule, too. They had Clemson in there, but their schedule was
– Georgia Tech as well, but that's a game they play every year. So.
Yeah, but their schedule was 109th. But you know what they did?
They won.
They didn't lose.
They lost 22-1 in the out-of-conference.
That is why they're hosting, and Mississippi State is going on the road.
Yeah. I mean, it really is just that simple. So let's just look at the region real quick and see who all is headed there. Maybe we can go ahead and get an idea of where we think things are going to be seated around the country. Obviously, you know, one region that Mississippi State fans are talking about is Athens. I know some, you know, you have some fans who they view everything through that maroon and white prism. And so they're like, wait, State beat them 2 out of 3. It's just what you just said, Robbie. They were 22-1 in non-conference. That included a win over Clemson. That included 2 wins over Georgia Tech, who's a top 50 RPI team. And then they won 17 conference games. That's enough. Their RPI is in the top 10, top 6, right? So they're hosting. Mm-hmm. Bryan, College Station, the Texas A&M Aggies, that was a no-doubter. Chapel Hill was a no-doubter. Charlottesville was a no-doubter, but my guess is they're on the back end of the bracket as an 11, 12 seed, something like that. Clemson was a no-doubter. They'll be a top 8 seed. Corvallis was in doubt, in my opinion. When they got eliminated from the Pac-12 tournament, I didn't know if they would make it all the way through, but they did. So Corvallis is hosting. Fayetteville, obviously Arkansas was a lock the whole time. Greenville, that's the one. When that one popped up, Robbie, I was like, I don't think they're going to get there. Because when East Carolina got one, I did not think State was going to. You and I both thought yesterday, we were talking a little bit around the AAC tournament, and we thought, okay, when they got eliminated, that's probably that for them. Their RPI is too low. I think we were thinking of it in terms of, like, even if State doesn't host, East Carolina is not going to host, and yet they are. Was that the biggest surprise, or have I still got to get to it?
About ECU getting in?
Are you more surprised by Arizona? We'll get to them in a minute.
I was surprised that they put them in just because of the RPI, but I've seen people upset about it. I'm just not upset about Arizona getting a host. And here's why. First of all, I know that they're trying to balance out the geographical part of it. They were going to have basically Oregon State and UC Santa Barbara be their two host.
Right.
Two West Coast teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Arizona is Pac-12 champion. They won the conference that Oregon State is in. So it kind of flies in the face of, you know, putting Oregon State in and not Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then they won the championship to out of pool play in their conference.
Right. Right. And then they won the tournament. So they swept the championships.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not – that to me just kind of disproves the RPI thing.
Yeah.
I'm not that upset about that.
Okay.
The only one that I think is in question is East Carolina.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can argue Santa Barbara, but 42-12, and they were 26-4 in their conference. I mean, I get it. They're trying to create more parity. I don't see that team making a run.
Right.
But I get it.
Right. All right, moving on.
25-0 at home, too.
Yeah. The Knoxville region, obviously that was a lock. They'll be the number one national overall seed, in my opinion. UK, Lexington region, no surprise there. The Norman region, Oklahoma, the Big 12 champions in their final year in the Big 12. They had a fantastic year. They moved on. Raleigh region, North Carolina State, these last couple weekends has made that noise. Sweeping Wake Forest got them into the picture. They had a good enough ACC tournament. They're in. Santa Barbara, as Robbie just mentioned, they did a West Coast region for sure. And Santa Barbara really had the strongest, you could say resume, that's not the right word, but they had the strongest regular season. They won a ton of games. They won the games that they were supposed to play. They played a lot of quad three games in that conference, but they were 23-1. So there's just not a whole lot you can say about that. I thought somebody made a good point. We'll divert here a second. When you're a quad one team, are quad one wins really that impressive? And what they meant by that is this. You're expected to, Mississippi State was 16-13, so they're just a little bit above 500. If they were, that's 29 games. If they were 23-6, that's very impressive against the quad one. But if you're talking about playing similar teams, you should expect, those games to be about 50-50. Whereas if you're a quad one team and you lose to quad four teams, that raises the eyebrow.
Yeah. I think that kind of is what it is. Like they're saying that they're going to play a bunch of quad one games mm-hmm. by default. They should win those games.
They should at least be winning, half of those games.
But they were fourth in the country.
No, you're
in
not
quad
wrong.
One wins. They had three more than Arkansas. They had three more than Georgia. So it should be loud enough, I think, for Mississippi State to get in. Here's one of the things that I really have an issue with the ECU and MSU thing, and I've seen it mentioned too by some people. I think it was like SEC Baseball or whatever on Twitter first mentioned it. Very good point. Mm-hmm. ECU canceled its midweek game.
Yeah,
Mississippi State dropped three spots.
That whole report was just a load.
That was bull.
Yeah. There's no question.
The moral of the story is cancel it next time.
No, the moral of the story is after April 15th, after tax season ends, don't schedule any midweek games. Just play your conference schedule at that point.
If you do, don't schedule North Alabama.
Play Southern Miss.
Play Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Southern Miss 26. That would have been a good matchup. But East Carolina canceled their game.
They're red hot right now. Won the
East Carolina didn't move. Mississippi State moved down three spots. Mississippi State would have been 22 right now instead of 25. East Carolina's 22.
All right. Santa Barbara, Stillwater, Tallahassee, Tucson, as we mentioned. It is something. I mean, the regular season, and if you win the regular season and the tournament, I mean, I understand their RPI was not good, but this is a situation, and, State fans are going to be like, well, why aren't we in when they hear that? But maybe this is a situation where they just thought, hey, we can't use RPI as the only metric here. They won their conference. They won their tournament. We have another team from their conference getting a regional. They have to be in. I mean, that's the only explanation I really have. But yeah. But I can buy that, at least. I'm with you 100% that Arizona, they won their conference. They won their conference tournament. They're fine. East Carolina is the one that I circle and go, I don't get it. So
I just think they're trying really hard to make this like a more like they want more parity in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to some of these places, but man, like you see Santa Barbara and East Carolina regionals are going to be a disaster from a logistics standpoint.
Yeah.
Like these schools still don't invest to the point where they're ready for something like this, ready to host three other teams. That's tough. And I'm not saying that State should get that just because of that, but just throwing these teams in there and they're not ready for it is just – I don't know if that's the answer either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that what we're seeing is it feels like that the committee just has a lot to do with this, like their connections to some of these schools. It's become kind of a power brokering kind of deal. That's basically where we're at. I don't think there's any question in that at this point. And it's not just for against the SEC. I don't think that's the case at all. It's actually worked in the SEC's favor more often than not, I would say, just like what you said earlier about Auburn. But if you think that East Carolina's AD being on this committee didn't work in their favor, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. But at the same time, that's the whole point of having your AD is to help you. And like you said, just because they have to walk out of the room doesn't mean that their presence isn't felt in that room after they leave. And so, it's just the same as it is anywhere else when you're talking about backstage deals and politicking and stuff. It just is what it is. State could have made this a non-issue by simply winning the games that they should have won. If they're 11-5 quad four. If they were, let me do the math real quick. Maybe 14. If they were 14-2, they're in. They're hosting right now. No question.
Yeah.
So, All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Had a couple of good beef pictures this weekend. My buddy McDuff down on the Gulf Coast, or the Florida Gulf Coast, I should say, did a brisket this weekend. And then one of our favorite listeners, Kenny Manning, was doing a tri-tip. That thing looked fantastic. That could be you. All you got to do is go to the store, pick up some red meat, throw it on the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you haven't already, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, if you're cooking out today, make it beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Two Brothers, one of our favorite stops here in Starkville. Whenever we're telling people where to eat, we're always mentioning Two Brothers. But Robbie, I feel very soon we'll be mentioning the older brother as well in the old Two Brothers location, which is on Rue de Grand Fromage. I got a chance to check it out on Friday. Some local celebrities that you and I both know were in there, and everybody was in agreement that the place was fantastic. A great selection of food. Some great cocktails are going to be made, and they're still expanding that menu. They're still figuring things out. But they're open this week for lunch on Tuesday through Saturday, and then open for dinner Thursday through Saturday as well. Check out the Older Brother, and, of course, check out Two Brothers for some smoked Southern soul food. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for, 49 years. That seems like a long time to be doing anything, let alone delivering outstanding customer service in the business technology field. When you need a new printer, a new copier, new computers, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong and you need service, same number. Talk to the people who made you the sale. Don't talk to a 1-800 number. Don't talk to a bunch of folks who don't know you and have no relationship with you. Don't be a number. Be a neighbor. Call Advantage Business Systems today, 601-362-9192. Or visit him online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you are at any games at Mississippi State, if you're in Starkville and you need new gear, you need to head to Maroon & Co. They have the best selection, stuff you cannot get anywhere else. Their talent catalog is the word I'm looking for, is different than everybody else's. Everybody else kind of has the same stuff on the rack. Not Maroon & Co. You can find stuff you cannot find anywhere else there, including the Bulldog Initiative gear that the coaches are wearing. If you want to dress like Jeff Lebby, you need to go to Maroon & Co. You can't get it anywhere else. Before you head to Davis Wade this fall, make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. So when we look at these regionals, Robbie, what are we thinking in terms of where State could end up? I reached out to a source, and they said, it's just too early to tell you to have any idea. But I got to think, from what I was told, Mississippi State, in their debate and the people who were pushing for them and for Mississippi State, people who were making the push, they were kind of clear, like, okay, State's not going to host, don't want to be paired with Tennessee, don't want to be paired with the number one overall seed. So let's take that. I think Arizona's the 16 in this, right?
That's the question, because I think they probably rate the top eight.
Mm-hmm.
As they should be, and then after that is matchups.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion. Okay. I don't think it's always the next eight. I don't think is always ranked the way it should be. You know, like how D1 Baseball or Baseball America does their projections. I don't necessarily think that that's the case. I think it becomes a matchup thing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's why I say East Carolina could be paired with North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
As the potential, what would they be? Maybe the 3 seed. So that would be the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. I think that Arizona, trying to think what they might be paired up with.
I think Arizona is going to be paired with Knoxville. I really do.
You think they're going to be the 16?
Mm-hmm. I think State, if you made me guess today, and it's just a guess, guys. State is either going to be at Greenville or they're going to be on the West Coast.
Or regional.
Yeah.
Either they'll send them out there.
Well, I mean, I think they might let State be – if there's a thought process that State was the best of the 2 seeds, they're going to put them with whoever you think is the 16. I think the 16 is Arizona. This is just my guess now. But I think the 16 is Arizona. I think the 15 is Greenville. I think the 14 is going to be Santa Barbara.
The problem with that is you're screwing Mississippi State twice.
Mm-hmm.
You screwed them out of a one seed. Then actually three times. Screwed mm-hmm. them out of a one seed. You screw them by sending them to a West Coast team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you screw them by, if they win that regional, they have to go play the number one seed. I think that there could be a compromise there for Mississippi State. I don't know what that is, per se. I don't know if it's a easier regional or an easier path to Omaha. I don't know. But I do know that it would be surprising if they got sent out to a, like, 16 seed Arizona, plus if you win that, you have to go to Knoxville.
Yeah. I think they're going to go to Greenville, and they'll be paired with either Kentucky or North Carolina.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that somebody back there, yep.
Oh, there's definitely somebody back there.
She's been quiet at least.
Third member of our broadcast team is in the house.
I definitely think North Carolina is probably going to be matched up with East Carolina, which probably makes East Carolina your 14 seed, like I said. Would be the best. That would probably be the best possibility for State, don't you think? Don't play Tennessee.
You avoid Tennessee and either get Kentucky or North Carolina. That's their best.
Yeah, you get a little bit of measure of revenge, because that's kind of the thought process, is East Carolina probably took your spot. And that would probably be a pretty heated regional. Now it's going to be tough for State fans to get a ticket to that. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough place to win, too. I mean, and that's not we're talking about East Carolina like they're scrubs. They have two really good starters front line. Yeah. So, it's not going to be easy to go on the road. 26-4 at home. Like I said, they have two great pitchers in the front end. It's not going to be an easy regional at all.
Yeah.
But as far as their path to Omaha, you win that, I would rather play North Carolina than Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina's tough, too, but I don't know. I can see LSU being sent to Arizona.
Oh, God, they'll walk out of there. No question.
Yeah.
A Tennessee LSU super regional? Oh, yeah. You got my attention. You got my
interest. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
So looking at RPI, I think A&M is probably not the two seed, right? So it's probably Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina. Tennessee 1, and then Kentucky or North Carolina 2 and 3 in some order. A&M probably ahead of Arkansas, even though Arkansas won the West. A&M did win the series with them. Clemson probably the 6. And then Oklahoma's probably the 7 as the Big 12 champ. The 8 is going to be interesting. It's probably between Georgia, Oklahoma State, and North Carolina State, if you made me guess. That's how I'm going to look at that. So yeah. This is my official prediction. Mark it down. State's in the 15 seed. That's going to be East Carolina. They're going to be in that regional with East Carolina paired with North Carolina. I think you'll pair North Carolina and East Carolina.
Yeah. I got to think that's going to be the case.
Yeah. That's where
you're looking for the bet. A lot of times the regional host sites and where they're paired is based on the best potential super regional matchup
mm-hmm.
with the host teams. And I don't know if it changes when Mississippi State is a 2 seed. Like, is the committee projecting Mississippi State can win and they're going to be paired with an SEC team? I tend to think it's probably going to be the thinking is the host teams meeting up. So State could very easily go to North Carolina.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Was it 12 noon?
11.
11. Noon Eastern. Okay.
Yep.
So 11 a.m. we'll get the brackets, and we'll be back to talk about those on tomorrow's show. Plus, we'll have an SEC preview. We'll be doing Auburn on tomorrow's show. And if any other news breaks, hey, we'll be happy to talk about it. Guys, have a good Monday. Talk to you again on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.